Part 1. Foundations. Chapter 1. Wealth and Giving in the Bible. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18. In my first year at Harvard Business School, I, Greg, read the entire Bible, front to back. Although I grew up in the church, this was my first time reading every word of Scripture in order. Reading the whole Bible as a single unit allowed me to better appreciate the overall flow of God's story. God creates man who rebels against Him. God relentlessly pursues His people, only to be betrayed over and over again. In His faithfulness, God sends His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear the colossal consequences of our sin. In the resurrection of Jesus, God demonstrates His victory over sin, offering us the opportunity to enter into pure relationship with Him. Now, free of our sin, we identify our ultimate purpose: to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Reading the entire Bible made clear to me that God's story is one of faithfulness, salvation, and grace. I noticed a few other common threads in the Bible's narrative during this experience as well. For one thing, the Bible says a lot about money. The Bible includes approximately 500 verses on both prayer and faith, but more than 2,000 verses on money. Indeed, money is the subject of roughly 40% of Jesus' parables. I thought God must consider the topic to be quite important to devote so much space to the subject. So when John and I began exploring the topic of wealth and generosity in more depth, I wondered, what does the Bible really say about money? Is there a way to identify Scripture's overall lessons on the subject? I started digging into those 2,000 verses and was amazed to find that God does indeed teach a consistent set of lessons about wealth and giving.